Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks so much for listening to this clip of Reception Perception. New episodes release Tuesdays and Thursdays.
This is Reception Perception, the show. James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Okay, let's talk about Philadelphia here, because there was so much conversation about Philadelphia. AJ Brown made some comments. They were, you know, the media ran with it. We're the media, so okay, maybe we ran with it too. It's okay. But AJ Brown, Jalen Hurts. I never thought that there was any kind of beef or anything between the two. Obviously, A.J. Brown wasn't happy with his role because, as we had mentioned in a prior episode, A.J. Brown just wasn't getting a lot of work, man. I mean, it was crazy. Well, it's been weeks and weeks since A.J. Brown saw 10 targets, and all of a sudden, because of all of this conversation that was happening, Philadelphia was like, all right, you know what? We're going to throw the ball to our two best players a lot. A.J. Brown saw 11 targets. Devontae Smith, Matt, saw 12 targets, and both were extraordinarily productive against a Pittsburgh pass defense that's actually pretty good.
Yeah, we were talking about this before we got recording. You know, Jalen Hurts' post-game, you know, presser as he goes and asked the media, like, is that what y'all wanted to see? Or I guess it's what yes. y'all wanted to see or whatever.
Actually, yes, it is, Jalen.
Which, exactly yeah, we're right, but yes, that's correct. And that I know we are, you know, we're technically the media, right? You know, whatever. But yo, like, I think we had a good conversation about this last week where, like I said, this was a very dumb controversy because, like, they did need to perform better as a passing game. And 100%. What makes it frustrating is that they can do it. So, like, why don't you do it every week, you know? And like, I know the bottom line is all about winning. They're a 12-2 team. It feels like the house is constantly on fire in Philadelphia, and all they do is just keep winning. Like, oh, yep. And during the week, First Take can't stop talking about them. All the talk shows, the talking heads are freaking out, and well, they just go ahead and win the damn game.
Right.
I get that there's something. That's the bottom line. But like, at some point in some of these big games, you are going to have to throw the football to win, and you can throw the football, particularly against a defense like Pittsburgh that's very single high heavy, that's very man coverage heavy.
Yeah.
A.J. Brown has 6 for 89 on 9 targets against man coverage, including his touchdown. Devontae Smith has 33 yards and a touchdown against man coverage in this matchup against the Pittsburgh Steelers. They play 3 teams that are in the top 15 of man coverage rate: Washington, New York, and Dallas down the stretch. So, like, yeah, lean into that. The A.J. Brown routes are great against man coverage. The Jalen Hurts outside the number throws are man coverage beating plays. So I think this just is something that I think Hurts will go down as, I'm sure I made this comparison before, like, I think Hurts will go down as sort of like a Russell Wilson type of quarterback where he probably wins a lot more than he really is. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to either the player, but I'm trying to say it the right way. Like, I think his record will always be better than where he ranks among quarterbacks league wide, right?
Sure.
And every offense will just eventually become like a coordinator will come in here and be like, okay, yeah, well, the previous coordinator wasn't doing this, previous coordinator wasn't doing that. It's like, well, you don't do that because the quarterback does this stuff really well. So, like, let's just keep doing this stuff. So, and yeah. I think Hurts is probably a little bit more realistic about who he is than maybe Russell Wilson was realistic about who he was. So I think they
Russell
can just
Wilson,
lean into
Russell
that
Wilson
stuff.
Thought he was a more athletic Peyton Manning. That's
Drew Brees. Drew Brees was his guy, you know? So, I mean, that was what he always, right. He wanted to be like the Drew Brees point guard type quarterback. It's like, nah, man, even at age, whatever he is now, he's still the same guy, just a little
same
bit
dude.
Less athletic.
Yeah. Exact same dude. No, you're right. It's such a great point that you make, because Russell Wilson saw so many different coordinators and the offense always looked the same. And by the offense looking the same, I just meant it's just all freestyle football, man. Backyard style stuff, man. It was crazy. And we're seeing some more of that, you know, shot plays and all that kind of stuff in Pittsburgh too. It's just, again, a lot of the same stuff that we've seen from Russell Wilson throughout his career. You make a great point about Jalen Hurts too, because, you know, again, they've gone through a few different coordinators now. And yeah, to your point, the offenses generally look pretty same-ish, you know? And I think that a lot of that is just, okay, we've got to cater to the quarterback and make sure that that the quarterback is comfortable running the plays that we're calling here. So no, I think it's a great point, man. Like, all these different coordinators are going to try to come through and do these different things, but Jalen's going to be Jalen. And I think what you're looking for is basically to say Jalen is more, he makes more plays that help you win football games than light up the stat sheet.
Sure.
And I think that's probably a fair way to assess Jalen Hurts' game, because he makes a lot of play. I mean, the tush push obviously is a play that doesn't get a lot of statistical production, but is so GD effective, right? Like, that's a winning football play, and I think that encapsulates what Jalen Hurts is all about. So I think that is probably a fair way to assess Philadelphia's offense here. But yeah, man, it is funny, right? Like, he comes through and is like, is that what y'all wanted? And it's like, yeah, it's not that difficult, bro. Like, can we just throw to AJ Brown and Devontae Smith, two guys who are legit certified ballers? Like, is it really that difficult, man? I don't get it.
No, I think that the tough part with Jalen Hurts, and I think this is definitely true of Russell Wilson in Denver, and this is something that I'm grappling with at the quarterback position generally, is I think it's like the throws that you don't make or the throws that you don't take mm-hmm. are much more important to how good you are of a quarterback as opposed to the throws and the plays that you do make. And I think it's really frustrating for even if it's like a positive play for the offense or whatever, you know, because you're taking sort of the sideline shots and things like that. I think it's really difficult when you're a wide receiver because you're not going to run a damn go route or a stop route 90% of your routes. It's just not realistic. But you're, especially right. when you want to open things up, when you want to get players working over the middle of the field, and your quarterback's just never going to take, like, just really never going to take the throws. He's going to turn those down. He's going to try to scramble. That's also an issue too. Like, if you're a quarterback who doesn't want to give your guys chances, this is why I think Jaden Daniels is probably going to beat some of these like souped up Jalen Hurts allegations that maybe he got during the draft process, because he will give his guys chances. I think he is very, very willing to do that, especially to Terry McLaurin, who is the only guy. I mean, that's the only guy you should be giving chances to. So shout out to right. Jaden for giving our guy Terry McLaurin plenty sure. of chances. But he definitely bails on plays and he scrambles, and like that can be frustrating for and he looks to run as opposed to like looks to reset, get the pocket back in, you know, get himself back on platform and push it to these routes that are open in the middle of the field. I think Jaden has been a little bit better about that than expected, whereas I think Jalen Hurts does struggle with that stuff sometimes. Like, he gets blitzed, he's out of there, he's scrambling, and maybe it's a positive play for the offense, but it can be very frustrating when you get limited opportunities as a receiver anyways, because this is a run-heavy unit. This will probably always right. be a run-heavy unit with Jalen Hurts at quarterback, but especially not Jeff Saquon Barkley. It's definitely going to be a run-heavy unit. Yep. So, you know, these guys just want to feel like they're a part of the game, and it's different to – it's I think it's tough, or it's easier at running back, right? Because it's just – I just want, like, one guy is really mostly touching the ball on most of these right. plays. It's easier for him to get in a rhythm. It's easier to feel like he's a part of the game as opposed to, like, a guy who's, like, yeah, you know, a lot of these guys are cool with the love of the game, clearing things out, setting other things up. But sometimes you want that football to go your way. And I definitely think that A.J. Brown's one of those guys.
Yeah.
He's committed to wanting to help his team win. And I think that's, like, it's good to have these sort of games as a reminder that, yeah, it's just really not that hard.
Yeah, I mean, running backs, even Saquon on a bad day is going to get 15 touches. I mean, shoot, you can't tell me yeah. A.J. Brown's ever going to get 15 touches in this offense, man. Never. Like, this 11-target game for A.J. Brown was his first double-digit target game since week one. That's insane. Dang. 8 grabs, 110 touchdown. Devontae Smith, 11 grabs, 109 and a touchdown. So over 100 yards for both of those gentlemen there. And Philadelphia cruises to a pretty easy victory over the Pittsburgh Steelers.